going through. The other piece, Mrs. Mueller asked me to make sure and just at least bounce off the commission, she's out today, that you all currently are paying 50% of the dependent premium. Just wanted to make sure that that, I don't know that there's any motion, there's no change, but I just wanted to bring that to the level of conversation. And then Erica had a couple of extra points in regard to the dental and vision piece. You want to go ahead?
Oh, yes. So after our last meeting, we did reach out and work with Delta Dental to contact Dr. Woodward's office, not even interested in having a conversation with them about becoming a, you know, provider of theirs.
My understanding is they're not interested in becoming a provider of anybody.
That is correct. That is correct.
So they're not going to accept insurance regardless of what it is.
There were some employees who had approached HR about some issues, and so we just felt like it was best to make that attempt because there were some frustrations there with him not accepting Delta and paying at a high level out of network.
But just so we're straight, he doesn't accept
any insurance. Yes, we understand that. Yes.
We can't make solve sure, that by going somewhere
else. I know you understand that. I want to make sure everybody else understands.
Yes, yes.
And we have some doctors that way that it's the less if you don't have insurance and they choose to not.
Yes.
And it's their choice, obviously, to do that. But what we, you know, we reached out just to try to do that. We have heard that there are some employees that are choosing to maybe change their dentist, and that's their decision as well. And but we can't solve the issue of Dr. Woodward, who is your largest provider.
And neither can, and neither can the county solve the issue.
Right.
Is what I'm
because
saying.
They don't they don't take any insurance, so there's no product we can move to that would solve that.
Yes. And so therefore we also did just a check of dental and vision rates in the marketplace. It would if we were to move to a different carrier, we would essentially be encouraging your employees to go out of network because of those that signed the exclusive with Delta. So after looking at the options from the market, it would circle right back around to Delta being the best option for your employees.
And their contract is up when?
Their rates are locked in through the end of 2023.
Yes. So yeah, they gave you a 2-year deal last year.
So definitely something we'll look at next year when we go to
bid. Does there need to be a motion made just sticking with Delta?
Correct, yes.
Was there anything else with were they both vision?
No, and honestly, since they give you a 2-year deal last year, I would leave it to the commission as to whether you need to make a motion.
Have we already gotten a renewal? I wish Nikki was here.
Yeah.
In other words, they didn't offer a renewal because they, in their eyes, they have a 2-year
contract. 2 years. That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yes.
So unless we're going, unless we're going to leave them, we would not need to make a motion.
I would.
That would be what I would think.
Yeah, and Nikki will know that if we need to. So at that time, we can make a change if we need to.
Yeah, and if next week is fine if you if you need to do that.
And we'll make sure too that through the employee meetings that we effectively communicate what is going on in the provider situation so that the employees are definitely aware. I think the majority of them are because if they were impacted, they got a letter, but we'll definitely re-communicate during our meetings. Open enrollment.
Yeah. Okay. It'd be up to the individual employee to check with their dentist to see if they get a cut rate without having to go through Delta versus what it would be if they went through.
Correct. Well, that's all we have on the medical. We have Mr. Cronister here to talk about your property and casualty as well. So I guess we'll swap out seats.
We'll take up the 2023 property and liability renewal discussion with Hollis, Akers, and Arnie.
First thing I need to do right off the bat is replace a page in your proposal, page 49. Is there just one other option on there?
With you. You say page 49.
That's the premium. It's the premium summary page. I need one of those back.
I think everything we have is health. Do you guys have something besides health in yours?
I don't think they're all marked. I don't think the pages are all marked.
I have it in here.
It's in, it should be in that packet right there.
Yeah.
That should.
Okay. I'm getting there.
So it's not in this one?
No. And the rest of the packet really isn't. That's all the detail stuff. That's the lists. And
in that packet.
Don and I.
You didn't give us a good little. You gave us a nice folder. Like you
I thought John was, you know, providing folders.
Here.
Yeah, you can use it. Yeah, you can use
you can
ours.
Put them all
yeah.
the two sides.
There you go. There you go. Huh? Yeah. Now, oh, there it is. Right there.
Look at that. Efficiency. So Don and I have gone through all the details, the property list, autos, the equipment, everything that all the lists of things, and we feel pretty comfortable that everything is accounted for, everything is correct there. So I don't feel like there's a whole lot of need to go through all those unless you guys have some specific questions. But what I would like to focus on is some of the options that we have. So if you want to just go to that page 49, that's probably the best place to start. And then we can work backwards if we need to get into more specifics. So the top line property, we can kind of skip past that and do that at the end. The equipment, there's an increase in the equipment. And that, there's no rate increase. It's just you guys have added a lot of equipment, so there's an increase in the actual premium, but it's all in additional equipment that you've added. Crime is pretty flat. General liability and the law enforcement liability, those are, it's up 5%, and that's a combination of the growth of the county plus trend in the marketplace is combining to make that 5% increase. The public entity employment practices, that's the same thing. It's growth of the county plus trend, and there's a little bit more increase, and that's about 9% in that particular line, and that's a reflection of what the carriers are seeing across the country and claims in that area. Your public entity man, that's the liability for the commissioners, and that's pretty flat. Cyber is up a large percentage, but it's an insignificant dollar amount, but it's almost doubled, or a little bit more than doubled in premium. That is because it's rated on expenditures of the county, and on the budget, the expenditures were up quite a bit this year. So
it's no increase in insurance, though.
No, it's the same amount of insurance. Yeah. Take that back. They did add one coverage for social engineering, which is phishing and that type of thing that you get from emails. They did add one line. Limit-wise, it's the same, though. The automobile's up, it is the largest percentage increase, 13.8. 8% of that is rate increase due to losses. There were $220,000 in vehicle losses or automobile losses in 2022. So that's driving that premium up. That and the fact that you've just added some additional autos. Umbrella is a percentage of all the other liabilities, so it goes up as the others go up. So to circle back around, wind hail, deductible buy-down, to circle back to the property. Travelers has, in the Midwest and coastal states, they're taking the wind hail deductible up significantly. $250,000 is where they want to go with it. Right now you have that included in your $5,000 deductible. They want to split wind hail out, take it to $250,000. Which is a huge increase in deductible. They are given a discount for it. So you'll see the rate discount from the previous year all the way over to the far left is the option on the property line. That's where, that's the discount that they're giving you for taking that. We've got basically four options to address that wind hail deductible. You can take the discount. If you're comfortable with the $250,000 per occurrence deductible, that would make your renewal rate about overall bottom line 3.8% for the year. I don't know if you're comfortable with that $250,000. That's a big increase to go from really $5,000 to $250,000 one year. The other option is to buy it down from $250,000 all the way down to $50,000. There's a pretty significant premium to buy that down is about $65,000. That's probably the worst option. I wouldn't recommend even looking at that option because Travelers, the third option would be to take a Traveler's buy down. Instead of the $65,000, they will allow you to buy it down from $250,000 down to $150,000 for an additional $13,000. So they'll give you the discounts, and you pay $13,000 to buy it down to $150,000, and then if you take that, they'll give you another 10% discount, which is about another $6,100. So that option, when it all shakes out, you have that would be $504,000, but your windhail deductible would be $150,000. I'm just talking wind hail, not the rest. So fire, everything else is still 5,000. It's just wind and hail. But that option would make your increase in the bottom line about 5%. Then there's another option. Basically, it's that same option I just described, but then buy, it's that middle column there, premium with a buy down, and that is to buy that 150 down to 50. So you have your wind hail deductible down to 50,000. But it cost about $35,000 to get that down to 50. And that's that 539,708. So that's about 12%, a little over 12% increase. So what, and then once we make that decision, I want to talk a little bit about an option, a little cost control option on the automobiles. So I guess we need direction from the commission on which option do we take.
Have you done any checking if other companies are having that same experience on the wind hail?
It's all over the board, but yes. Yeah. Everybody's taking the Midwest states and the coastal states up on wind and hail.
That's what I understood.
Because the losses have just been astronomical.
But there's a lot of the vehicles we probably need to look at to see what the values are, because that could save us some
Yeah, and money. That's kind of the analysis Dawn and I did. We picked, and this is just random. We pick 15 years old and older, so if we drop the physical damage on those vehicles just that are on the list right now, that would be a savings of $25,275 off of that bottom number. There's some of those vehicles that are larger that we might want to take a look and bring some of those maybe dump trucks or bigger, you know, heavy trucks back, because even though they're 2007 or 2006, they still have some considerable value. So.
Has,
might want to take a close look.
Has that been mentioned to Road and Bridge Administrator at all? Because they know.
I don't know the answer to that question. I haven't talked to them about it, but.
Yeah. I'm just thinking.
Dawn might have.
They know the importance of keeping them older on that for reasons and.
Yeah.
But yet want them insured.
Yeah, and that may be the case. And there's some of those, like I said, some of those larger vehicles are still going to have some significant value. You might want to pull those off. But trailers, squad cars, passenger vehicles of any kind, half-ton trucks, those are probably going to, I mean, you got $1,000 deductible now. If you got a whole lot of damage to it, you probably wouldn't make a claim against it anyway for the premium that you would save. So there's two different things we need direction on from the commission, and that's which option to go with on the property deductible buy down, and then on the automobiles, if you'd like to take a look at that option for reducing some of the physical damage coverage.
Was it 12 years that you used? What was the year that you used?
We used 15 back to 2007 and older, yeah. And that's, again, that's just a random number. You could make it 10 or 12 or 20, however you want, wherever you're comfortable with.
You can pick and choose specific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we could. Have we had any claims on? We've had some hail. Have we had hail damage claims?
You talking about property now?
No, I'm looking back at the vehicles.
Oh, the hail
vehicles haven't had a whole lot of physical damage coverage. There's been more liability coverage on the autos. There's been about $220,000 in the last year in autos. That's what's driving the increase up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've got the losses here. Windshields. A couple of windshields, a couple of deer.
Deer.